What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano. This is the AC Report.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday he comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
Ah, yes, it is time for our weekly look at one of the most interesting cities in the world, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Nobody I'd rather look at it with than someone who is quite accomplished when it comes to analyzing the economy. And so much of the Atlantic City story, as much as it's a historical story, as much as it's a cultural story, as much as at times it can be a political one, it very much is an economic one. And that's why it's always a treat to chat with John Boyd. He's the founder and principal, New Jersey born, by the way, founder and principal at the Boyd Company, and someone who's really become a thought leader and a pioneer in the modern era of corporate site selection, and someone who I had the privilege of meeting in person when he made his debut at New Year's Eve last December 30th. John, it was great to meet you and your beautiful better half in person. Thanks for coming.
Frank, it's great to be with you this morning. So, that was a phenomenal affair at the New Year's Eve party.
Wonderful. Well, great. Glad. I'm glad we have the John Boyd endorsement. Hopefully that'll be reflected in some of your upcoming reports about Atlantic City.
Very good. I look forward to it.
Fill folks in. I mentioned that you're the founder of the Boyd Company. What is the Boyd Company? What do you guys do?
Well, we counsel major U.S. and overseas corporations where to locate their facilities throughout North America. We've been very active in the gambling markets throughout the country. We've provided counsel to major private developers in Las Vegas and Reno with Lake Tahoe. Over the years, we've helped a number of Indian casino tribes promote their casino and related development activity over the years.
So, and those are great folks. We have a lot of listeners at the Nevada Talk Radio Network listening into the in the Reno area, etc. One of the things that I think Atlantic City has struggled with, and maybe Nevada has struggled with this to some extent as well, and you could fill me in, is how they can develop beyond gambling when there is there's so many other places to gamble these days. So if you're a city like Atlantic City, which over the last half century has based so much of your approach to paying the city's bills on keeping the lights on in the casinos, and now everyone has a lot of other places that are much closer to gamble, what do you do? I mean, how do you handicap Atlantic City's ability to develop beyond gambling going forward?
Well, it's really about providing a mixed-use experience, okay? And we've talked about this a number of times, Frank. The future of Atlantic City is not the day tripper, okay? I mean, that guy is already inundated with options in Pennsylvania, Delaware, soon New York City, okay, three licenses by the end of this year. We can talk a bit about that if you'd like, but it just really puts an exclamation point on the importance of, you know, mixed-use offerings. I think the Yard at Bally's was a great development coming on stream, what's happening at Showboat, some of the new retail, the new water park, okay? You know, year-round entertainment and restaurants and nightclubs with top DJs. That is really the future, you know, leveraging the uniqueness of Atlantic City. It's really some of the most cost-effective oceanfront real estate in the Northeast. It's working with trends, not against them, given this new live-work-play dynamic that's really driving commercial real estate development trends today.
Well, let's talk about that, since you know a thing or two about real estate. I would, you know, once I can pay off some credit card bills, etc., I'd love to buy a second home in Atlantic City, proper, because even though the taxes are through the roof, I know friends of mine that have condos that pay in Atlantic City, they pay in property taxes as much or more than I pay for my house in New York City. You still really can't get property for the cost of what you can get in Atlantic City anywhere else. Now, a lot of other people will say that, oh, well, that's because Atlantic City is never going to be the Mecca on the beach that so many real estate developers make it out to be. It's always going to be troubled by a certain element that is part of the city, and there's crime, and there's drugs, and there's this, and there's that. Objectively, do you think that now is a good time for a residential real estate investment in Atlantic City?
We do, but you hit the nail on the head. I mean, fundamental to any type of real revitalization in Atlantic City is giving a return of better value to taxpayers and job creators and developers considering investing in Atlantic City. I mean, very basic things like keeping its fiscal house in order, okay, fixing potholes, ensuring public safety, working on the aesthetics of Atlantic City. All of that is very fundamental, but it's key to really turning the page and leveraging some of the big picture opportunities related to New Jersey's booming film industry, for example. All right, you look at Bayonne, home to 1888 Studios, and Lionsgate in Newark, the new Netflix studio in Monmouth. New Jersey has very powerful film incentives. Atlantic City should be in the mix for a lot of, you know, film-related activities. And the synergy is really with what's happening at Stockton with some of the esports and app and software gaming development. So that's an opportunity, but it all starts with delivering value to taxpayers and job creators and shedding this image, okay, of Atlantic City historically being mismanaged. And what's that great phrase, you know, the soft bigotry of low expectations.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, letting the naysayers think they can write the future.
Okay? Talking with John Boyd, right, of the Boyd Company. So what do they have to do? If there are government leaders listening, if there's nonprofit leaders listening, if there are business owners listening in the Atlantic City area to us right now, what advice would you give them in terms of getting on that better path?
Oh, we're starting to see some really exciting development here. I mean, this everyone now agrees that the future is, you know, Vegas-like mixed-use offerings. I think the city needs to do a better job of promoting itself. I think its linkage to South Florida is a real underutilized market. I mean, there's some, you know, great synergies with South Florida direct flights via Spirit Airlines and via Philadelphia. I think the Spirit JetBlue merger may create some opportunities for additional flight service. But I mean, just driving, you know, from Delray Beach down to Miami Beach, you'll see dozens of billboards for Nashville and Orlando and Las Vegas. You know, Atlantic City should be that alternative that, you know, particularly in those summer months when people are scrambling to get out of South Florida. But I think, you know, promotion is a big deal, and leveraging these growth industries. I know your previous segment talked about alternative energy, and there's obviously a lot of controversy related to wind and solar. I mean, I'm not disputing that, but nonetheless, these projects are out there. I mean, there's billions of dollars of office projects and conventions in green energy industry that whether or not you like the industry or not, if you like Atlantic City, you'd like to see Atlantic City get its fair share of green energy related convention industry.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What about commercial real estate? Do you still think that's a good investment? I know up until a few years ago, there's large swaths of undeveloped land. And I would ask people as I'd walk the boardwalk and point to this empty lot, this empty field. I would say, who owns that? Who owns that? And time and again, the answer is, oh, it's just a real estate speculator who's hoping that someday somebody's going to buy, who's going to build a big project to come in and buy them out. And I'm wondering if that has led to the commercial real estate in the Atlantic City area being overvalued. How do you see it?
That's a good point. There's been a lot of speculative activity. I think a lot of the real growth areas that offer the best return are not in Atlantic City proper right now. It's some of those other outlier communities that have seen phenomenal growth, especially, you know, younger workers moving full time, living in Atlantic and Ocean counties. That said, there still are opportunities. I think, again, this live, work, play, it almost sounds glib, but that is really the driving force behind where people are moving to today, where people want to live and work. A lot of really smart developers from around the country look at Atlantic City the way they looked at Coney Island 25 years ago. Okay, given its cost effectiveness within the context of the Northeast, and even the skyline, Frank, when you think about the skyline in terms of oceanfront skyline on the eastern seaboard, I mean, you have Boston, right, New York / Jersey City, Atlantic City, and that's it until you get down to Jacksonville and then into South Florida. I mean, you know, it's something I think a lot of locals take for granted, just that amazing aesthetic. And given its low cost profile, you know, versus other oceanfront areas in the Northeast, the big challenge, Frank, is how Atlantic City deals with the new casinos coming in New York.
Yeah, and how do you see that?
Well, look, there's no question this will be a major challenge. About 30% of revenue comes from New York City and Northern New Jersey. The other thing that'll happen here, it'll make it more likely for New Jersey to counterpunch and do a casino in the Meadowlands at the American Dream Mall. But and we can talk about some of those proposals. But I think from 30,000 feet, all of the New York proposals, and there's 10 in total. I mean, the idea of incorporating a casino into a business, a residential, and even a sports district shows just how mainstream gambling and casinos are today.
I mean, right.
Casinos are becoming a part of, you know, mixed use live, work, play dynamics.
Yeah. My friend, AC Mike Lopez, that's his home moniker, live, work, play, AC. And I love it. And I can't think of a city that better encapsulates those three attitudes than Atlantic City does. Talking with John Boyd of the Boyd Company. You mentioned esports. We did a whole hour on that last week. And I think that was new to a lot of people, the concept of essentially betting on video games. Where do you see esports going? Not just in Atlantic City, but Nevada and elsewhere. Is this the shot in the arm that casinos need right now?
The industry has obviously had a bit of a setback related to the pandemic, but globally, esports is a huge, huge sport, particularly with younger gamers. And to New Jersey's credit, they've really invested in that Stockton campus downtown. And the big picture here is that it shows the synergies between gambling and the software industry. If you look at part of Las Vegas's and even Reno's winning economic development formula, it's incorporating gaming with its technology scene. You look at all the startups related, you know, companies that are involved in animation and a lot of the, you know, software and app development. There are spinoffs from gambling. So you'd like to see some of that Stockton play a real role in the revitalization of Atlantic City. Esports can play a big part of that. Andrew Weilgus runs that campus. He does a terrific job. And it has the support of the New Jersey Economic Development Authority. And that's a big plus.
I mentioned that, by the way, let me just ask, because you are big into the business of corporate site selection. One of the things Vegas made as really its hallmark for so many years was convention business. And there was a time where a lot of convention business took place in Atlantic City. Yesterday, I spent a lot of time talking about Robert F. Kennedy, and folks still refer to some remarks he gave at the 1964 Democratic Convention in Atlantic City. And it was a spot for not just political conventions, but a lot of corporate stuff and a lot of other things. Is Atlantic City's days as a convention hub, are they behind her? Or do you still see things being pretty bright for Atlantic City's future as far as convention business goes?
It should do a lot better. It really should. There's a consensus among, you know, lawmakers in New Jersey and regional advocates to really focus on more conventions. I think the burgeoning film industry, and again, whether you like it or not, the green energy industry are real hotbeds for, you know, related types of convention activity. I would start there. I mean, you have to fish where the fish are. Obviously, more flight service is a big deal. You know, more air taxi service. It sounds very futuristic, but this will be completely mainstream within 3 years. You'll have helicopter service, air taxi service in Newark, LaGuardia, JFK. Mm. Atlantic City should be getting its share of what they call, you know, helitaxi service, linking it to New York and Philadelphia. You know, more boat and ferry service. And that infrastructure already exists between New York and New Jersey. You know, Atlantic City should be more aggressive on that front also.
Lastly, I mentioned that you were New Jersey born, but like so many, you spend most of your time these days in Florida. Ron DeSantis is basically running for president on a platform of the Florida miracle, and he wants to do for the United States what he's done for Florida. Set those of us that are outside of Florida straight. We've seen a lot of New Yorkers move down there, a lot of New Jerseyans, a lot of people from all over, in part because of the business climate, the tax climate, the cost of living. Some people enjoy the weather. Some people enjoy the politics of Florida a bit more than the areas they're flooding. Is Florida really all that great?
Well, Frank, 1,000 people a day are moving to the Sunshine State. You know, obviously the lack of a personal income tax, the weather, you know, but also this idea, this feeling that people have, that job creators have, that taxpayers have in high growth winning states like Texas and Florida and Tennessee and the Carolinas and Nevada, that you just fundamentally get a better return on your tax dollar versus some of the high cost, high tax states where lawmakers seem really unaccountable to taxpayers and to job creators. That's a feeling that really exists here in Florida. Florida has its challenges. The two biggest challenges is infrastructure, keeping up with all of the growth, and the affordability issue. I mean, Florida has a major insurance crisis happening right now, but the legislature is working on fixing that, things like tort reform that hopefully we'll provide some remedies. But yeah, there's no denying the economic might of Florida. It's one of the most important dynamic markets on the globe right now.
John Boyd, it's always a treat to talk with you. I hope to see you again soon, and let's chat on the radio again soon too.
Thanks, Frank. Great to talk to you again.
Thank you, John Boyd. You want to comment on any portion of his conversation with me? You're welcome to give me a call, 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222, straight ahead.
Other Side of Midnight.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner.
Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.